Okay, so our next Christmas special is the Shark Tale Satanic Ritual Festival.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. I mean, Oscar comes in, he draws a satanic circle and summons all the demons, and then afterwards, they have this massive Christmas celebration involving with eggnog and destruction!
Yeah, and Shadow Man basically says he's the Lord of Deadside. Yeah, anyone remembers that episode of Dream Machine?
Yes. Oh,
I still laugh at that. I'm like, everyone else thinks it's weird, but I think it's hilarious. Yeah. But anyway, so, you know, in seriousness, you know, How to Train Your Dragon, The Night Fury.
Yes.
So, this one, I mean, do you want to start with this one and to go to the description?
Yeah, yeah. So, How to Train Your Dragon, Gift of the Night Fury. This is going to be the first out of two Christmas specials based off of How to Train Your Dragon. So, it goes off like this. It's in the middle of preparing for the Viking winter holiday. All of the dragons inexplicably fly away. The last one unwillingly kidnaps Hiccup, and then essentially it's up to Hiccup to try to figure out where have all the other dragons have left. So yeah, basically that's what the plot synopsis is, where they're celebrating Snoggletog. So it's not Christmas, so it's Snoggletog.
I mean, like, I mean, here's the thing, like, you know, within Viking, I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, in, if we had to, I mean, it's kind of weird, like, sure, like, these are Vikings, but I mean, like, it's not like we're like in, like, you know, the traditional Celtic culture, is it? Like,
no.
You know, so it's like, you know, it's not, you know, so I don't think they have an idea of Christmas also. I mean, as far as I'm aware, I don't think Vikings were Christians, were they, at the time? I'm not too sure. Again, you'll have to forgive me about my, European, tribal, history. I'm not entirely sure about things like that. But here's the thing, like, obviously they had to come up with, like, a Smoggletoff, which is, like, their you know, yearly holiday. And so they end up basically losing their dragons in all of this, and so, you know, Hiccup gets hijacked by one of the dragons after letting it loose because as long as he was keeping it, like, under the chains and, like, feeding it.
Oh, yeah,
they
were able to, yeah, so we had Fishlegs, who was able to keep his dragon in secret because he realized that all of the other dragons were disappearing.
Yeah, and he realized that basically that he laid eggs, you know, and that's all the dragons basically were doing. They were going over to, like, you know, a secret island to basically, like, you know, lay eggs and rear their young. Basically, but there was a problem, is that you know, where they were, they couldn't take their young things with them because obviously the force of the winds in the area just couldn't allow them to faint. So he effectively, what Hiccup ends up having to do is basically to take an old Viking boat so they could put all the babies in there, and then basically they could fly them over there to safety. So but unfortunately, what's her name,
Astrid
got the idea to basically take the eggs from the dragon that had been left behind and put them in people's houses and effectively blow them up, because that's basically how it works. They explode every time they hatch.
Yeah, it's very similar to in Harry Potter, in which when Hagrid was warming up the dragon egg inside of a pot by the fireplace to kind of emulate a dragon breathing hot breath to make sure that the egg is properly incubated, and then finally it explodes and then the baby dragons hatch. So yeah, we have a scene in which when Hiccup first sees this and he's like, oh wow, I'm glad that the dragon eggs are not kept indoors. And then we see the scene in which when Astrid and the rest of the gang decide to put these dragon eggs, they're thinking that they're like stones, and then they put it into everybody's houses, and then all of a sudden they explode, and then we're just laughing at this saying, this is fine.
You know, this is like a demo man from Team Fortress 2 explaining human reproduction when he's got too many bottles of scrumpy. Like, oh my god, this was hilarious. It was hilarious actually watching it all, just kind of like, you know, I feel bad for everybody losing their homes. But I mean, like, oh my god.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
blame Astrid. She's the...
I mean, to be fair, you know, she didn't know any better, so I can understand that. But yeah, Astrid is essentially trying to create new traditions of Snoggletog because they were relying on their dragons to kind of like keep into the new traditions ever since they were able to have a unification between dragons and the Vikings at the end of the first movie, as we know.
Well, at first, we basically just created a disgusting drink.
Yeah, so she essentially tried to make like a snoggle... eggnog or something like that. Snogglenog.
No, yeah, it's like eggnog, basically.
Yeah, but instead it was like really, really bad tasting. And yeah, nobody liked it. And then, of course, there was like the whole...
Everyone spat it out kind of the same way like a certain somebody spat out some Marmite one day. I digress.
Anyway. And then, of course, we have the scene in which when Astrid is trying to have like the tradition of like, hey, let's just leave these presents out there as a surprise for everybody. But yeah, it turned out to be the dragon eggs. And of course, everything just goes into flames and it's a disaster. And so, yeah, then finally Hiccup comes to the rescue as usual and gives the explanation on why the dragons disappeared is because they went off and laid their eggs. And then finally they're able to return with their babies. But yeah, strangely enough, Toothless has been missing as well. And we're thinking, wait a minute. Toothless is not female, and he doesn't meet up with a female companion until the third movie. So where's he been? And then it turns out, earlier in the special, Hiccup actually drops his Viking hat into the ocean, and that's where Toothless was this entire time. He went into the ocean to retrieve Hiccup's hat. So that was really sweet.
Yeah, so, once again, I think a very good Christmas special.
Yeah.
Would I say it was better than the Kung Fu Panda Christmas special? Not really,
no.
But... its heart's in the right place, but to be honest with you, like out of like the, if you had to choose between the three, Shrek the Halls, you know, How to Train Your Dragon, and Kung Fu Panda, it would probably be a close third, I think, you know, compared to Kung Fu Panda and Shrek the Halls, in my opinion.
Yeah, so. And not to say that this is a bad Christmas special. It's actually a pretty good one. But yeah, I would say that in terms of like the heart and the traditional Christmas presentation that we would come to expect. Yeah, I mean, I understand that this is Snoggletog and this is not exactly a traditional Christmas special that we would normally see. And don't be...
But again, would they really celebrate Christmas in this?
No.
It's kind of like, you know, the one thing I definitely would say is that, so the only reason why, you know, 3D animated characters like sell broadband and cable internet is because obviously, like, the people are paying them to do it.
Right.
Like, you know, it's like, you know, no one's paying these guys to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah,
you know?
I get it. So, yeah, overall, I would say that this is a pretty solid one. So, yeah, I would say check it out.
Cool.